Deuteronomy chapter 5. Then Moses called the whole of Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the regulations which I am speaking in your ears today, and you shall learn them, and you will ensure that you carry them out. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. It is not with our fathers that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, those of us who are all alive here today. The Lord spoke face to face with you, at the mountain, from the middle of the fire. I was standing between the Lord and you at that time, to tell you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. And he said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of a house of slavery. You shall not have any other gods besides me. You shall not make yourself any engraved image, or any image of what is in heaven above, or of what is on the earth below, or of what is in the water below the surface of the earth. You shall not worship them, and you shall not serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, and on those of the third generation, and on those of the fourth generation, of those who hate me, and showing kindness to thousands, to those who love me, and to those who keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him who takes his name in vain innocent. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord your God has commanded you. For 6 days you shall work and carry out all your business, but the seventh day is the Lord your God's Sabbath. You shall not do any work on it, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, neither your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your foreigner who is within your gates, so that your manservant and maidservant may have rest, as you do. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out of there with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. On account of this, the Lord your God commands you to keep the Sabbath day. Honour your father and your mother according to what the Lord your God has commanded you, in order that your days may be long, and in order that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give a false testimony against your neighbour. You shall not covet your neighbour's wife, and you shall not be desirous of your neighbour's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything which is your neighbour's. The Lord spoke these words to the whole of your convocation at the mountain from the middle of the fire, the cloud and the thick darkness, with a loud voice, and he did not add to them, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And he gave them to me. And it came to pass, when you heard the sound from the middle of the darkness, and that the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me, all you who are heads of your tribes, and your elders. And you said, Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the middle of the fire. This day we have seen that God speaks with man, and he lives. So now, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we will die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the middle of the fire, as we have, and has lived? You go near and listen to everything that the Lord our God says. Then you can tell us everything that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the sound of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the sound of the words of this people who spoke to you. They have done well in all that they have spoken. If only they had a heart like this, to fear me and to keep all my commandments all the time, so that it would go well with them and with their sons age abidingly. Go and say to them, Now go back to your tents. But you stand here with me, and I will tell you the whole body of commandments, and the statutes, and the regulations, which you shall teach them to do in the land which I am giving them, so that they take possession of it. And you will ensure that you act as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not deviate to the right or to the left. You shall walk in every way which the Lord your God commands you, so that you may live, and it may go well with you, and you may live long in the land which you will be taking possession of.